Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning. This is Send 7 World News in 7 Minutes. I'm Stephen DeVincenzi. Today is Monday, the 28th of June, 2021. Starting in the Americas today, in the United States, rescue operations are continuing where a building collapsed in Miami. The apartment building fell down on Friday. 9 people have been confirmed to have died. However, over 150 are still missing. Officials have said that they still hope to find more survivors. In Peru, there have been more protests supporting different sides of the presidential election, which took place over 3 weeks ago. The vote has still not been officially declared because of allegations of fraud. Supporters of left-wing Pedro Castillo, who won 50.1% of the vote, protested this weekend supporting that the vote be declared, and supporters of right-wing Keiko Fujimori, who won 49.9% of the vote, protested saying that there was electoral fraud. Most opinion polls before the election showed the population divided 50-50. Colombia is offering a reward of nearly $800,000 for information that will help capture people who shot at the President Iván Duque. On Friday, the helicopter of President Duque was shot at when flying close to the border with Venezuela. Europe. In the United Kingdom, Health Secretary Matt Hancock has resigned after newspapers printed pictures of him kissing his advisor. Both Hancock and Gina Colodangelo are married with children. On Friday, Prime Minister Boris Johnson said that he has accepted the apology of Hancock. However, on Saturday, Hancock said that he had to resign because he had broken social distancing rules during his affair.
I've been to see the Prime Minister to resign as Secretary of State for Health and Social Care. I understand the enormous sacrifices that everybody in this country has made, that you have made, and those of us who make these rules have got to stick by them, and that's why I've got to resign.
In Germany, 3 people have been killed in a knife attack in the city of Würzburg. The police arrested the attacker after shooting him in the leg. The attacker was a refugee from Somalia, who police said had been receiving psychiatric treatment. Asia. Bangladesh will enter a strict coronavirus lockdown on Thursday. For 1 week, no one will be able to leave their homes unless in an emergency. There have been reports of masses of people leaving the capital city Dhaka to return to villages. Many hospitals have reported being overwhelmed with COVID cases, especially on the border with India. In Pakistan, there have been protests against Prime Minister Imran Khan's comments on sexual violence in an interview last week. In the interview with Axios news agency, Khan suggested that a rise in sexual violence in Pakistan was caused by women not wearing enough clothes.
If a woman is wearing very few clothes, it will have an impact on the men, unless they're robots. I mean, it's common sense.
Saudi Arabia has released two women's rights activists after nearly 3 years in prison. Nasima Al-Sada and Sama Badawi were jailed in 2018 while campaigning for women to be allowed to drive cars and an end to the guardianship system, which says that a man must give a woman permission to work, travel, or get married. Since 2018, Saudi Arabia has legalized women driving and relaxed many guardianship laws, although women still need their male guardian's permission to marry. Indonesia's president, Joko Widodo, has said that Indonesia is facing an extraordinary situation as coronavirus cases rise quickly. Many parts of Indonesia are reporting that hospitals are at maximum capacity. Africa. In Ethiopia, the NGO Médecins Sans Frontières has said that three of its workers were killed in the Tigray region. Government soldiers and Tigray rebels have blamed each other for the killings of the humanitarian workers. One of the workers was Spanish, and the others were Ethiopian. And Cameroonian singer Wes Madiko has died aged 57. Wes was most famous for his 1997 song Alan, which topped the charts in many European countries. That's your world news in 7 minutes. Send us a message in writing or in audio at send7.org, where you can also find transcripts for all episodes. If you have a friend who is learning English or is interested in world news, then tell them to subscribe to Simple English News Daily wherever they listen to podcasts. I'm Stephen DeVincenzi. Tomorrow, you will be with Namitha Raghunath. Have a great day.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.